This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There's a question which has been asked with regards to zakat on mutual funds and shares. So we're going to now break this down again into two parts. There are broadly two categories of investments where we can put in our money. One are those investments which will give us annual dividends. In mutual funds, you have these options. You have a dividend option and a non-dividend option. With shares as well, many people would buy a share and keep holding it for a long period. They try to benefit through the yearly dividends which are paid out on these investments. So, if your intention of investment is to benefit from the annual profits, the yearly dividends, in this case, you need to pay the zakat on the yield. The profits that are made, annual profit at 2.5%, whatever the annual profit amount is. And then whenever you sell the entire amount out, after 2 years or 5 years or 10 years, whenever you sell the entire amount and you get a lump sum in your hand, at that time you will pay 2.5% on the entire amount. In the second scenario, where you have not opted for a dividend option, but rather you have intended to invest like a trader, where you want to generate some short-term profit, then sell it and go for another investment which is available at a lower price. In which case, your intention here is to act more like a trader. In a scenario like this, you will fall under the category of paying zakat on the entire sum of your holding at a market value. So whatever the date of your zakat calculation is, you take a stock of what is your total investment amount lying over there and what is the market value as on the date of your calculation, and you will be paying zakat on the entire amount. So you are treating your investment like a tradable good, like a trading stock. The total valuation on that date, you pay zakat on it. So in short, we have broken down our mutual fund or share investments into two categories. One which will be paying us annual dividends or annual profits, and our intention is to hold them for a long period of time. The second is one where we are investing more like a trader. We want to benefit with the short-term profits and then buy other stocks which are available at a lower price. In the former category, in the first category, we don't pay zakat on the entire amount. Rather, we pay zakat on the annual yield, the annual profits that we are making at 2.5%. And whenever we sell off our investments after 5 or 8 or 10 years, you pay the amount of zakat on the entire holding as well. In the second category, where we are acting more like a trader, we will fall under the category of zakat on tradable goods, which is the valuation on the date. At the market value, you need to pay 2.5% on the entire holdings. I hope this is clear to all of you, and Allah knows best.